Many college students make the internet part of their daily lives, which is easy because many attend schools with high-speed internet access. And then they graduate. They're on their own, and they've lost their speedy connections. Now, it's not exactly a nightmare that a college graduate might have to wait 30 seconds for a web page to load instead of seeing it instantly, unless, of course, you are that graduate. It may show something about the internet's huge role in our lives that many recent graduates find it hard, if not impossible, to live without high speed. Joel Rose of member station WHYY has the latest in our series, Digital Generations.
Scott Jacobson designs websites for an e-commerce company in Philadelphia.
You weren't kidding. So, Safari was still hung up. I saw your IM.
Yeah.
Jacobson says he spends 9 hours a day sending email, chatting on Instant Messenger, and browsing the web. After a hard day staring at a computer screen, the first thing he does when he gets home is crack open a beer and log on.
I don't know. I guess I just enjoy it. I can read 3 news stories at once and send out resumes.
Jacobson graduated last year from Drexel University in Philadelphia. His freshman year dorm room, like those of a lot of college students, came equipped with a high-speed internet connection.
Went to college, you know, lived in the dorms, had incredibly high-speed access. Freshman year ended, moved back home, spent summer break back on dial-up, and just made up my mind that I was never going to use dial-up ever again.
Scott Jacobson is not alone. College students around the country use the internet to research papers, to share music and movies, to flirt. The Pew Internet and American Life Project says 60% of college students use the internet every day, and more than half of those spend at least an hour online. Zoe Mentel, a student at Northwestern University near Chicago, recently tried to quit the internet cold turkey. She told her video diary about the experience.
I barely even thought of the internet today except for when I was home, and I just wanted to sit down and check my email and IM people and check the weather and check CNN.
Mentel is one of 28 people who agreed to participate in a study called Disconnected, Life Without the Internet. Yahoo helped fund the research. Each participant or family got almost $1,000. In exchange, they agreed to share their feelings about going offline with researchers before, during, and after.
What we really felt we were seeing was almost a culture shock.
Ann Shore of the firm Conifer Research administered the study. She says for a lot of people, the internet is an integral part of daily communication. She says it's how she first meets 80% of job candidates. Shore says she'd have a hard time doing without it, and so did the participants in her study.
There's a large part of conversations and communications in their social circle and their family circle that they were quite simply missing out on. So they were experiencing a sense of loss and having to relearn how to accomplish routine activities.
Like taking the bus or using the library, as Russ Nelson told his video diary.
There have definitely been some difficulties with finding schedules for transportation, with you being able to do research and write papers and do bibliographies without the internet.
Nelson is also a student at Northwestern. He says he uses email and Instant Messenger to make plans with friends. Without his computer, Nelson had to relearn how to use the telephone.
Everything happens through the internet. That's how we keep in contact with each other. So I definitely felt like I was looking at all these people on some kind of like islands of technology, and that I was set adrift and just had to watch everything that was happening and could take no part in it.
College students weren't the only ones who struggled. Gleesa Hood is a grandmother and healthcare worker who participated in the Disconnected study.
It affects you internally, you know, mentally and maybe even physically. It's like withdrawal. I hate that word addiction, but I kind of maybe think I am.
According to another recent study, this one by the firm Nielsen Net Ratings, 137 million Americans have some kind of internet access, and slightly over half of them have high-speed access, including all 28 of those who participated in the Yahoo study. They reported that before being disconnected, they spent time on the internet almost every day, so it's not surprising that many of them missed it. Jim Callahan of Massachusetts appeared visibly distraught as he told his troubles to the webcam.
Only 4 more days of non-internet action. This is starting to be a real pain in the butt not having access to email. I need to get in touch with people. I'm just trying to get a handle on things. The fastest way to get this stuff done, check out the email. I don't have time to be getting on the phone, making all these crazy phone calls that I need to be making. All finding their phone numbers in the first place.
Researcher Ann Shore says Callahan had reason to be upset.
It turns out later that his cell phone bill was over $300 more than it usually is. So he really saw a direct impact on his wallet.
But the study also found there were some perceived benefits to getting off the internet. Several participants reported reading more and buying newspapers more often during those 2 weeks. Even Northwestern undergrad Zoe Mentel told her video diary that there might be life without Instant Messenger.
I thought I would be more angry about it, but like it's kind of like when I moved here and gave up TV, I just, you know, you just get on without it, I guess.
That's what Pat McGinty and Dan Ferry say they are doing. Their South Philadelphia row house is their first post-college home of their own, and it's not connected to the internet. Pat McGinty graduated from Northeastern University in Boston 2 years ago.
I kind of welcomed the change because I found that I was wasting a lot of time on the internet after a while. I mean, after you do the research and after you get your job done, it's kind of just taking in a whole lot of images, which is pretty pointless.
Instead, McGinty says he reads the newspaper from front to back. His roommate Dan Ferry graduated last year from Temple University in Philadelphia. Ferry says he only checks his email when he goes home to his parents' house in the suburbs.
I used to get so much junk mail, but now I check it so infrequently that they don't even send me junk mail anymore.
But Ferry admits there are some good things about the internet, like the classifieds.
Craigslist is one thing I might miss looking for a job. Yeah, and we needed a roommate here twice for subletters, and we had like 10 calls every time we would put something up on Craigslist within a week. And we found a bass player and a drummer for a band on Craigslist. Which is cool.
Next year, Ferry's roommate Pat McGinty is going to teach English in the Czech Republic. He got the job through a company he found on, yes, the internet. And then Dan Ferry will probably use the web, too, to find a new roommate. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
Our series Digital Generations continues tomorrow with a 40-something who will have nothing to do with the internet.